Hello?
Hello, my name is Natalia, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Florida. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Am I speaking with Perry Boyarski?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Just one second. What are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for the U.S. Senate, the Florida legislature, and other offices? Are you almost
absolutely
certain to vote?
Vote?
Thank you so much. Do you plan to vote on the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
1955.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you so much. And do you consider yourself as white, African-American, or black, Hispano, Latina, Asian, or Pacific Islander?
Where are you going to publish all this? I mean, who are you calling for?
We are calling from Metro Research. This is just a public opinion survey. It's just for investigation purposes only.
White.
Okay, thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel
nope.
things have gotten
nope.
on the wrong
it's
track?
Terrible. Wrong
okay,
track.
Okay, thank you. Okay, now I am going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. First one is Joe Biden, very favorable, somewhat favorable,
very favorable.
Then we
top
have We have Chad Klitzman, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
What was the name again?
No
Klitzman?
Oh, sir.
The guy that's running for say the last name again. Your accent is very heavy for me.
Okay. Chad Klitzman?
I don't know who you're talking about, and I think it's just a matter of you're not saying the name the way. Did you say Chuck?
Sorry. Chad Klitzman?
Chad Klitzman. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm very favorable.
Okay, thank you. We also have Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
And we have Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr.
Don't know who it is.
And we have Barbara Cherish.
Don't know who it is.
Thank you. Now, if the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today, and the candidates in your district were Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Cherish, and Chad Klitzman, for whom would you vote? Rodney W. Jacobs, Jr., Barbara Cherish, or Chad Klitzman?
The third name is Chad, you're saying?
Sorry, Chad Klitzman?
I think the way you're saying it is I'm just not getting it.
Okay, sorry.
Check my piece of paper. No, you just have a real Chad Klitzman. Yes, him very favorable.
Okay. How certain are you that you will vote for Chad Klitzman? Are you very certain? Somewhat
very
certain.
Very certain.
Thank you so much. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is the most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Home and property insurance, health care, education, LGBTQ rights, protecting reproductive rights, climate change and the environment, jobs and wages, voting rights, another one, or more than one?
More than one.
Okay. Do you think you can pick which one is the most important to you in deciding your vote?
No. The women's rights, and you didn't say
thank
it,
so.
Much.
Okay, thank you so much. Finally, I would like you just a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College grad.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just the confirmation of your first name?
No. You got my, you should have it right in front of you, otherwise you wouldn't have called me. So,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Have
not.
A nice day. That was the
thank
last
you.
Question. Thank you.
Great.